Hello, everyone, and welcome to one of my favorite ever Chicken Noodle Scoop episodes. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller sisters.
Orders up. The scoop is hot and ready to be served. Chicken Noodle Scoop.
So this week we have a very exciting guest. We had Mariah Amato on the podcast and we talked all things dance, moving to follow your dreams, relationship advice, and so much more.
She was seriously amazing. You guys are going to absolutely love this episode. And before we get into that, let's go into the weekly scoop.
So this week for me was just full of school, as usual. That's about it. I am back in the full swing of things, quizzes, online lectures, clinic rotations, all that good stuff, and the weather is so gloomy. I'm over it. I'm over the gray, cold, all of that, but I really, truly don't think I have a single thing to share for this week. Like, my week has been so boring. So, go ahead, Gab, how was your week?
All right, well, we're going to skip over my week and go straight to the weekend because I have not had a weekend like this since March, like literally 10 months, because cheerleading obviously went to a standstill when the whole world fell apart. But I had a cheer-filled weekend for the first time in so long, and it felt so good to be back. So on Friday, we had We had majors, which was virtual majors, so we just did it in our gym. But because of that, 00 got invited to participate. We didn't compete. We only did like exhibition, but we still got to show off our routine. And it was so much fun. The energy in the gym was insane. We don't ever get to practice with co-ed and OJ. So it was so fun just being in the gym with them and having them surrounding our floor when we got to perform. And we ended up doing pretty good. It wasn't a perfect performance, but it's January. And honestly, we just got our routine and a full out like 2 weeks ago, if that. I don't even think 2 weeks. I think literally a full week of having a routine, if we're being honest. But that was good to get under our belt. It was a lot of fun. It was nice to just kind of have cheerleading back and have the world see our routine. And the feedback was insane. So thank you guys all so much for the support. If you ever like watched the video or tweeted me or anything, thank you so much. Then right after majors, me along with a few other teammates hopped in a car and drove 4 hours because we had to coach at the state championships in Daytona. So we arrived at 4 a.m. and woke up the next morning to start coaching at about 9:30. It was overall a very successful weekend. So I was there with Cat 4. It was their first competition, and they absolutely shut the place down. They exceeded our expectations by so much. They were absolutely amazing. It was a dream to coach them. They are such a great group of kids on and off the mat. It was so much fun. It was my first like real competition as a Top Gun staffer, without having any responsibilities of being an athlete. And like, I coached squirts the past 2 years, but they didn't ever go to like real competitions like this. So this was so much fun. It made me fall in love with sport all over again. I love coaching, and Cat 4 is just amazing. So they did insane. Their overall score for the competition was a 98.15. And that was only their third and fourth full out ever of the year. And they basically hit everything. It was seriously unbelievable. I couldn't have asked for any more as a coach, and I'm so proud of them. And it just felt so good to kind of have cheerleading back to normal a little bit. I will say the competition was run very smoothly. I am not mad at all about the rule of you can only come in for your team and leave, because we were all talking on the way home that none of us feel like over exhausted like we normally do from a competition, because there was no walking around and having to go here and there, and you were just in for your team and right back out. And it was a great weekend. I felt very safe. I felt, just at peace getting to go back to normal and do that. So then after that, had a nice another 4 hour drive home, and I literally just walked through the door and we're immediately recording this. So this is in very real time, but it was honestly one of the best weekends I've had in a long time. So that was my week.
Me? My week was good. Nothing new. Gabby talks you through every second of every day, when she went to pee, when she woke up, when she went to bed.
All no, of that because good literally, stuff. No one has competed or done cheerleading in so long.
It still seems like I can't believe that there's competitions. I'm mind blown. Without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode as much as we did. We seriously had a blast. Most of the episode is just us laughing at ourselves, but
We ended the call and literally still talked to each other for like 40 minutes after. It was seriously the best.
Love that. Love the girl gang that we have created through this episode, but I hope you guys enjoy it.
You guys are seriously going to enjoy this from start to finish. We just had a blast, and I hope you enjoy. So let's just get right into it.
All right, so we are here with a very exciting guest. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mariah Amato.
Yay, I did it! The hardest part is over. You said your name right. That's what we were worried about. Okay.
Yes.
So, why don't you give us a little spiel about who you are, what you do, what got you to this point right now on the couch holding the fake hand with the phone, all of that good stuff.
What fake hand? I'm holding this because I'm recording my voice with the voice memo. I just thought it'd be funny. Oh my god, I'm so quirky. Yeah, I'm Mariah. I'm 26 years old, not 16 or 17. I'm a dancer. I guess I'm now like a social media influencer, which is kind of crazy. I live in Los Angeles, California. I'm from Pennsylvania and New York. And that's it. Okay, thank you, Mariah. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. It was a great episode.
That was amazing.
So we actually started following Mariah a very long time ago because, as you both know, we grew up competitive dancing, Gabby competitive cheerleading more so than dance, but still did the dance thing. And it is just crazy how TikTok dancing has taken everyone to a dancer at this point.
It's insane. Like, everybody's a dancer.
Everyone. My dad learned a viral TikTok dance. It is insane. But why don't you tell us a little bit about your childhood and what led you to dance in the first place?
Actually, like any little girl, my mom just like put me in dance, but she literally could not believe that I actually liked it because I was really bad. Like, she used to like, there's this character in Seinfeld. I don't know if you watch Seinfeld, but there's a character and her name is Elaine and she dances really bad. So my mom used to call me Elaine. Like, she was like, you just weren't good. You had two left feet. Like, I was pigeon-toed. I was so bad, but I loved going. So she like would just laugh about it and put me in. And I technically wasn't like really good until I was like 15. I was pretty bad. And I feel like once like YouTube came out and like tutorials were a thing, I was like, oh wow, I can like train myself and teach myself like all these cool things. And I started doing that and I was like, oh, okay, I can take this seriously now.
I would never guess that because you just look like such a natural.
Oh my God. Everyone's like, you're such a natural. I was like, oh no. I'm like not flexible. It's all like camera angles. It's really like bizarre.
I think that's like exciting to hear for people who may be listening that aren't the best at dance right now and they're trying TikTok dances. Or I think a lot of people think if you weren't, you know, born and raised in New York City or LA, you can't be a dancer. And I think that that's just.
Yeah, no, true. That was the other thing. I was born in New York, so I don't want to like get people confused. I was born in Staten Island, New York, and my parents pulled us out of there. They were like, we're getting out of here. Like, I can't like be here anymore because they were born and raised in Brooklyn. And it's just like, for the dance world over there, it's very competitive. And my mom put me in dance in Pennsylvania and she put me in a competitive school right away. But as soon as like the first competition happened, she was like, I'm not doing this. Like, we can't go through this. So the studio that I ended up at wasn't competitive. So I really wasn't pushed to my fullest potential. I think that's what like the issue was. And that's why I started like training myself. But like, no matter where you live, like as long as you literally put your mind to it, it's so corny. But if you put your mind to it, like you can get wherever you want to be.
I love that.
So
did you do like after competitive, did you just do like studio dancing where it's like, oh, you have the rehearsal every year? And
right.
Like,
I did recitals.
Mm-hmm. We did those. So
we did oh, those. God.
Back in the day.
What a rush, huh?
Those costumes we used to have to wear. Oh.
The $300 costumes. For what?
Yeah, and then because of that. Weekend. Well, no, then mom would make us keep it to wear as a Halloween costume.
Yes, same. My mom still has them in a bucket. She was like, I'm not getting rid of these. Like, these were expensive.
And you're like, okay, well, they don't fit me and I'm not wearing them. So
you're like, make it, wear it for your wedding. Okay, mom. Okay.
You have a change of outfits with every dance.
Okay.
So growing up, I know you have one sister and two brothers, right?
Yeah.
So very were you good. The only one involved in dance, or was that something that your sister did with you?
She danced when she was like six, maybe, but she's not interested in it, but she's really good at it.
Yeah, I've seen you guys' TikToks together.
Yeah, she has rhythm. She can dance. I feel like because it's like my thing, she just always was like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And then my brothers, I taught myself to tumble. So once I learned how to tumble, my brothers were like, well, I want to do that. So we used to teach each other. So they can do all these cool flips and tricks and stuff like that. And that's pretty much it. So I don't know if that is like natural. I don't know how they know how to do it. It's like really
guys
hard.
Guys can just flip their bodies and have no problems. And girls, it takes years. I don't understand.
They're fearless. They are fearless. Yeah.
So then besides dance, what else did you do growing up? Was there anything else, or was dance always your main focus?
I feel like dance was always my main focus. I did a lot. I did soccer for a couple years. I was like five though. Like everything else I did, I was little. I did softball. I always wanted to try cheerleading. And my mom was like, nope. But the all-star cheer, like the real athletic cheer. And like Gabby, I knew exactly who you were like for the longest
really?
Time. Yes.
How?
Cheer. Because no, you have no idea. You have no idea. Like literally to this day, I teach acrobatics. So I'm very into tricks and tumbling and stunts and stuff. So I researched since I was a kid, I've been researching like cheer stunts, and I'm like, okay, how can I turn this into like a dance move?
You know, what's so funny is we do the total opposite.
What?
When we're choreographing our stunts, we look up dance teams and like dance tricks and try to put that into a stunt.
Oh my gosh. That's literally exactly what I do, but the opposite. That's so funny. Yeah. I like dig deep. I watch like every competition. I know exact, like, it's like I could be a cheerleader. I know like everything about it.
Hey, it's never too late.
It's never too late. Like it would, oh my gosh. Just to like to be on Matt and make Matt.
Listen, Gabby's team has no age limit. So
we have two dads on the team. It's a great time. Yeah, they're like 36. They bring their kids to practice. So much fun.
I want to I feel like I want to go just to like cry. Like I want to be pushed. I've never been like pushed to where I was crying.
It's demanding. It is very demanding sport.
And I quit. So.
And I quit. Hey, it's not for everybody.
No, I used to just hate going to practices every night. And going to comp, I mean, I liked competitions. I still have to go to them now, but right. It was just dance was.
It was also
I couldn't do
very
it.
Different because at that point our mom was the coach. Total different dynamic. That
makes we butt sense. Heads like crazy.
Oh yeah. Wow! Wait, what's the age difference between you two?
So I'm 24 years. And she's 22. Yeah, we're 2 years apart.
Oh, cute. That's me and my sister. Oh, cute.
Yeah, so she kept going with cheer. I stopped in like seventh grade, I think. I was just like, I cannot do this anymore.
Wow.
But I wish I would have stuck with it because now it's cool and people are traveling all over
now
the world.
Now it's people love it.
And,
people yeah. love it. I yeah. think there's a and newfound respect for it.
Yeah,
because people are finally starting to discover like all-star in the actual
yeah.
like, hardcore
it's
cheerleading.
It's so sick. It's like the hardest thing ever.
It's She's like, yeah. crazy.
Yeah, don't no, even get me is. Started.
This week I literally have died at practice. I'm like, oh my God. Really hard.
It sounds like a dream.
She's like, I want to die at practice.
I want to die. I want to pass away at practice.
So I guess my next question is, how did you decide, like, okay, I'm going to move to California. I want to do dance as a career. How did that whole thing happen?
Oh, my God. It's crazy, crazy story. So once I started working professionally, I was 18. That's when I was just driving from Pennsylvania to Manhattan, New York City. And people always make fun of me for calling it Manhattan. I'm like, it's Manhattan. Like, what? Like, do you guys say Manhattan?
Yeah, because there's so many different areas, and I don't know.
Right,
I'm used
yeah.
to saying it like that, but.
Right. So, okay, you get it. So, I would drive to Manhattan for auditions, and I would book jobs in New York. And I was booking a lot of jobs because I was the only, like, hip-hop tumbler person. Everybody else was, like, ballet and jazz funk, mm-hmm. and because that's, like, Broadway Dance Center is very, like, technically technique-based, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. So I was booking a lot. I was like, cool, like, I want to go to LA. But I told myself I wasn't going to go there until I have, like, a set job. So my sister and I flew out when was it? Like 2015, I think. We came to LA for the first time. We knew nothing about it. Just what we saw on literally Tumblr. Like, it was like the Grove and Santa Monica Pier. And we're like, we're going. Let's go. So we went and we stayed in a hotel. And I looked up the hotel, like, things around it to do. And there was a dance studio. And it was a kid's dance studio. And I was like, Frank, my sister, I was like, Frank, should we like walk there and just like see if they're hiring? And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, let's just see, like, let's not tell them about us. Let's just walk in. And she was like, okay. So we walked to this dance studio. It took us like 2 hours to walk to because we didn't know about Uber. Like, we're just, my God, we're just so stupid. Like, we didn't know about Uber. Like, it was just so, it was a mess. So we walked there. I walk right in and I'm like, hey, like, I'm an acro teacher. I was just wondering if there's any positions open. And she said, actually, we have an acro class in a couple hours. If you want to, like, come just teach it, I'll just see how you do. And I was like, okay. I was like, who is this woman? I was like, okay. So we left. We went to eat. We came back to the studio. I taught the class. And she literally offered me the job on the spot. And I was awesome. Okay, so the thing is,
I don't live here.
I was like, I don't live here. I live all the way across the country. I live in Pennsylvania. And she was like, what? Gotcha. Like, what are you doing? And I said, well, if you can guarantee me the job, I can come out. I was like, how soon do you need me? And this was in August. And she goes, we start in September. Now I'm like, oh, my God, my parents. Okay. I was like, yeah, I'll be there. Like, what? And
totally committing.
Totally committing. I said yes. So she gave me all the information I needed to know. We flew home. I told my parents. Of course, they were like, what? Like, no, you're not going, like, all this stuff. But then they, like, I really sat them down and I was like, they knew I've always wanted to go to LA. They didn't realize it would happen so soon. I mean, neither did I. And I had no money. I had like $200 in my pocket. And I was like, I'm going to go. So they helped me book a flight and I went. I stayed in Airbnbs for like 6 months. I was like sleeping on floors. Like, it was like, I couldn't afford like a bed. I was like sleeping on the floor. I only had my suitcase for like the first 6 months. And then another teacher at the studio, I became really close with him and his family. So they kind of like took me under their wing and they had an extra room in their house. And they were like, you can pay rent at our house. And I was like, okay. So the rest is history from there. But like, you got to start somewhere, I guess.
Oh my gosh. And how long did you stay at that studio?
I was there up until like quarantine happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I moved to a different part that was, now I'm like an hour away from it. So I was like, I love the kids and I love the studio. Quarantine happened. I'm pretty sure they're closing down because of it. And it was just a mess and it was too far away from me. And I was like, okay, I'll just apply somewhere else once things get picked back up again. So yeah.
Wow. So what were you doing when you say you were booking jobs? Like, were they more like short-term things or were you going on tour with people? Were you just doing shows here?
No, they were definitely short-term. It was like stunt doubling in music videos, little things for MTV, like live things. What else did I do? Like events and stuff like that, like Aeropostale. I did like an event for them, but I literally just had it was like a warehouse and they were dropping a new line and I had to put the jeans on and freestyle for like 4 hours. And I'm not a freestyler. I cannot freestyle. So I just tumbled the whole time.
In jeans. 4 hours.
In jeans. 4 hours. And I was like, do we break? And they weren't even paying. Nobody was even looking at us. Me and this other girl. We were just like, what are we doing? And I think they gave us like $300.
So at what age was all of this happening?
I was 19 and 20, I would say.
Okay. And was dance like always your end goal? Like, you knew you wanted to do something in it regardless of like teaching or dancing?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Do you see yourself opening your own studio at some point, or is that not something you want to deal with?
No, I do. Yeah. I definitely do. I do. I really, really want to. I was thinking about names the other day. I've been thinking about like studio names for the longest time. It won't happen until I like have kids of my own, I feel like.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun. And wherever I settle down, I wouldn't want one here. I kind of want one in like a less known town. So we're like the best studio in town.
Yes. Get your own TV show on Lifetime.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if they
did? I was just going to say. That studio, because we don't live very far from it, so we went when it was first, like, the show was out.
Season one.
That studio was a dump.
It's disgusting, I heard, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was gross.
That is, we're not going to say the name of the studio. It's like so obvious.
We were actually in the background of said TV show on Lifetime.
If you were you?
Episode. Yeah. We were in actually the same town that they were having their
I had a cheer competition.
She
where
had
they
a cheer
had a
competition.
Dance competition.
Oh
so
my
Gabby
gosh.
Performed
that's
and we like
so funny.
Ran to go watch them. And that was still like very early on. So you were allowed to just like stand with them, like we watch the
yeah.
words with like their families. Like I don't know how it happened still, but
oh my gosh, that's so funny.
It's my claim to fame in the background of dance.
Oh my god, she made it.
So now that you are out there and things kind of have taken off for you and you are now an influencer and things like that, how do you think things have changed? Is it what you expected? Is it something that now that you're in the world, is there anything that you, I guess, are surprised by or anything like that?
I don't know if it's what I expected. I really don't know what I expected. I didn't expect it to be this stressful. Do you guys know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's very,
yes.
like, you overthink more than anything. Like, mm-hmm. overthinking everything that you're posting, everything that you're saying. And it's kind of, it's a little toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Not to scare anybody, I highly recommend it, but it's scary, it really is, and it kind of like, I feel like I've become stronger from it because I hit rock bottom through it, if that makes sense, and I just had to like tell myself like, suck it up, like these people
are stupid, people are mean,
they're just jealous,
yeah, they're just jealous, literally though, like it's like, it's sad, but it's really fun and rewarding. Like, it's definitely worth it, but you have to, I didn't realize you, it's not for everybody. You have to have thick skin and you got to get over
Absolutely.
Things like quickly and not mm-hmm. care what other people think, like truly. And I'm still like teaching myself that, but I know it's what I want to be doing because I really like entertaining. Like besides like dance and stuff, I like entertaining. I like speaking. Mm-hmm. I like making people laugh, but that's pretty much it.
Do you think TikTok is going to be around for a while? Do you think it's the next platform that's going to launch people's careers? Or do you think it's already on the downfall?
I feel like it's only going up. I really do.
I agree.
Like a lot of people were panicking when they said, oh, TikTok's getting deleted. I was the one person that was like, no, it's not.
I agree. I was like, there's no way.
There's actually no way. I was like, whether somebody doesn't buy it or not, like it can't just go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you guys okay? Like, it's not going to go anywhere. It's, like, the right. biggest thing right now. And I think it's launching a lot of careers, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's giving the people that deserve exposure. And I love that. Like, absolutely love it. And I love the I feel like a lot of people are super supportive on TikTok.
Yes, the TikTok community is so fun.
They're so
the
fun.
The comment
yeah.
section of videos is almost better than or the same as entertainment wise as the videos. Like everybody's
yes.
comments, the conversations that happen in videos. I don't think that happens on any other social media app at all.
Yes, I go there to like be in a better mood. It used to be Twitter for me, but now Twitter, I'm just like, it's so negative now.
I'm hardly yeah. ever on Twitter.
Ever. Not anymore. I go straight to TikTok. I'm like, okay, I need a boost of energy right now. I need to be excited about something. And like, that's exactly where you need to go. I don't think it's going anywhere. Definitely not. I hope not. It crashes tonight.
I think what scared people so much was Vine. But that, I just think that Vine was never as big of a almost like culture staple like TikTok
no.
is. And I don't know if that's because of quarantine or if that's just because more people are on technology, but I feel like Vine was more niche in a way. Like people even
yeah.
knew Viners and knew everything like that. Whereas TikTok, like my grandpa's on TikTok now. Like everyone's
right.
on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's on TikTok. Like my parents didn't understand Vine, but TikTok, they're
right.
sending me TikToks to watch.
Yeah.
It's really, it's
Every
for
day.
Everybody. And it's nice that it like the difference between Vine and TikTok, Vine was just whatever was popular overall, and TikTok is whatever's catered to you, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you
yeah.
want to go on it more because you're seeing things that you like.
Yeah,
it's
I
toxic.
My For You page knows me better than I know myself.
Oh my God, I know. I'm like, you know what? I do like this. Thank you.
It's like the art videos that I would have never watched before, and I sit there and I
right.
watch the entire 60 seconds, and I'm so drawn into it.
It's a black hole.
I'm so glad you knew.
It's a black hole.
Even prisoners are on TikTok.
I don't even, I've had so many times where I've ended up on prison TikTok and I'm like, and I watched them and I watched them.
And then the comment section are like, don't worry, we're going to get you out of there. And I'm like, I don't know who you are, what they did, why they're in there. Like,
how do they have their phone? Like, I have so many questions.
Just kills me. Do you think any other social media apps are going to take like the algorithm and the way that TikTok is so curated for the creators? Because I feel like Instagram, everyone says it's on the downfall right now till it changes.
It's because Instagram's doing too much. Mm-hmm. I don't like what they're doing. I think TikTok's like gonna be top of the charts for a really long time. Even like Facebook is trying to like throw in little things. I'm like, no. It's stick to like moms.
Even Reels, there's certain TikToks of mine that I'm like, oh, this is so funny. I have no problem putting it on TikTok, but I'm like, no one on Instagram is gonna get this.
Right? It's oh yes, it's Instagram. A totally different sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
totally different. I agree, and I don't like that people take their TikToks and put them on the Reels. It's not going to work.
Gabby.
I only do that.
I was told to do it. So listen. Don't be surprised if I do do it. I was told to do it, but I don't it like it.
It boosted my followers it like grown insane. Like,
yeah. I heard post on Reels and post like 10 stories a day and it'll boost your following. I was like, wait, what? That's why I'm like, don't be surprised if I do it, but I really don't like it.
I don't check the comments. I don't check the likes of it. I just post it and don't look at it again.
Oh, that's smart.
One day I walked into my cheer gym and one of the coaches was like scrolling down his explore page and I was every single Reels on his page. Like when you just post more, they just push you out so much. And I was like, I don't even look at Reels. Like I can't believe they're doing that.
I'm going to try it. Let's see what happens.
Yay! I'm too embarrassing for those, but my TikTok will stay on TikTok. Every now and then, one will make it over there. But I'm like, So, you also have a very successful relationship, and we had a lot of people asking relationship questions. So first, how did you guys meet, and I guess that whole story of how that happened?
So, I met a girl out here in L.A., long story short about the way we met was I was at, it wasn't even a party. There was like six people in a house. And my friend brought me to this house and everybody went outside to like smoke. And I don't smoke. So I stayed back and this other girl stayed back. So we hit it off right away. And everybody was like, oh, you guys kind of look alike too. Cause she's Italian and we just have similar features. So we became really, really good friends. And she was friends with Heath and Zane. So one time she was like, hey, my friends are having a party. They're going to pregame at their apartment, which was Heath and Zane's apartment. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, as long as it's okay with them. And so I showed up. She went to introduce me to all the friends. And everyone was already like drunk and crazy except for Heath. He was like playing the music. Everyone was drunk, so they didn't care about meeting me. They're so nice, I swear. But they were just like, oh, hey. Like, it's just another person walking in. Right. And I went to meet Heath, and I was like, okay. She told me before going there, she was like, I don't know why. Like, I feel like you and Heath are really going to get along. Like, he's so funny. You're really going to like him. And I was like, okay. And she, like, pointed him out to me right away. And I was like, Jess, are you, like, you're kidding, right? He was smoking a cigarette. I was like, no. Like, apps, I don't even care, like, how funny he is. Like, he's smoking a cigarette. Like, he's not cool. Like, that's bottom line. So I go over, and I shake his hand, and it's his apartment. So I, like, kind of break the ice by saying, oh, thank you so much for coming. Like, help yourself to anything. Like, making a joke. I'm not like other girls. And he, like, tagged on right away, and he started playing along, too. And I was like, oh, that was funny. Like, okay, he did it. And then we, like, were hip to hip the whole night, and we were kind of just, like, hitting it off, and the rest is history. Actually, no, the rest is not history. The rest paused because I ended up booking a magician's assistant job in Virginia weeks after I met him. So, Lexi's like, oh,
a woman of all trades. Okay.
The jack of all trades. And so we told each other that we're into each other and we want to start seeing each other, but I was like, oh, but I'm leaving for Virginia for 2 months, like the whole summer.
Wow.
And he was like, okay, well, we could just, like, keep in touch, whatever. And so the whole trip to Virginia, we kept in touch. And that's where we got the small talk out of the way, which was really good. So, like, got to get to know each other over FaceTime, whatever. As soon as I got back, it was, like, a day after he, like, asked me to be his girlfriend. And that was it.
So cute.
So cute.
So would you say that you have any tips of how to keep the spark alive after being in the same relationship for so long? We have people ask all the time, you know, I feel like every relationship hits a point where it's either, you know, you decide to keep going or you decide not to. What is your secret, I guess, to keeping everything exciting and, I guess, getting through the tough times?
I would say communication. Definitely mm-hmm. communication. I was never good at communication. I was always very, I mean, I'm still laid back, but when it came to relationships, I would start to like a guy, and as soon as he would like me, I'd be turned off, and I'm like, nah. Or like somebody, like I've had like a guy tell me he loved me, and I was like, ooh, nah, I don't really know. Like it's like the weirdest thing. So I was always like scared of like the way I treated relationships because I was too laid back, and I like didn't share my emotions. I never showed him I was sad, like all these things. And when it came to Heath, it was pretty equal. But he's the one that got me to open up about emotions. He was like, you need to tell me how you're feeling. And I wouldn't. And so there was like a rocky moment where I wasn't telling him how I was feeling, and I would just like let things get to me and they would build up, and I would like have really bad anxiety from it. So just talking to me and communicating got me to open up more. And now if anything's bothering me, every relationship is different, but him and I never argue, ever. We have disagreements, but we literally talk through them, we laugh through them, and like it's okay to not be on the same page, and you're just like, all right, cool, differences, it's fine. Like, that's totally fine. But you can't like hold grudges. You have to communicate, and you have to understand where each other are coming from, if that makes sense. Like, see their side, see your side, find a happy medium, and you move on. Like, grow up, move on. Like, don't be mad and like not talk to each other. I don't understand that.
So much of it, I think, comes from people just not wanting to be wrong. I feel like that's almost every conflict ever is just you want your side to win. And I think in a relationship, there is no winning, because if you're just going to keep fighting back and forth, like that's not winning.
Oh my God. Like you like hit the nail on the head. Yeah, like exactly. Like there's no winning, and that's okay. It's okay to not agree. You just have to see each other's sides and be like, oh yeah, I totally get where you're coming from. Cool. Let's move on. It's so easy. It's like, it's really, really easy when you're with the right person.
I think
I was
that's
gonna say, there's the key it. Right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Not always easy.
Ding, ding, ding. Start crying.
Okay, we're going to go to a little fun question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now and in 10 years from now?
5 years. I'll be 32? Will I be 32 in 5 years? Hold on.
She's like, no, that is not right.
I'll be 27 in August. So what's five years? So someone give me the answer. Okay, 5 years. Hopefully married. He's like right there.
Heath, come on.
Chop. Let me think. Hopefully. I feel like that makes sense. I'll probably be married in 5 years, right?
Yeah, 5 years is enough time. That's not pressure.
It's enough. Right. Yeah. Because we want a lot of kids. Yeah. Hopefully I'll have my first kid by then. You guys are freaking me out.
Oh my gosh, you're so young. You have so much time.
I have so much. Okay, I have so much.
There's so much life ahead of you.
Okay. So hopefully married. Maybe with a kid. 10 years, I would say having my studio within the next 10 years would be a solid like accomplishment. I also want like an athletic line or something.
Ooh, yes,
that would be fun. I feel like that'd be really cool. How do I shut this? It's my sister, like oh Gabby, she knows you too. Wait till I tell her what I'm doing right now.
No way.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm gonna be the cool sister.
I'm gonna be the cool one. We're like competing. I'm cool today.
So you said you didn't want your studio in LA. Do you have like an idea of where you'd want to relocate to or where you'd want to be?
No, I don't know. We both Heath and I definitely don't want to settle here. We don't want to raise a family here. No offense to people who grew up here. I just don't. It's not our thing. Plus our family's on the East Coast.
Yeah, you're both on the East Coast originally. Yeah, so.
Right. And he's very like family oriented. I'm very family oriented. His parents are moving to Tennessee, so I would say either like Tennessee and over is like somewhere in that like vicinity. but not New York. Nice. Or Jersey, not Jersey, because there's too many good studios there.
You'll have to go to, like, a state that has literally none. Like,
literally, own, New like, Hampshire.
Like, do people live there? Do people dance there? Like,
do people no move there? I don't know.
That's the thing. It's to the point now where, as if you have a good enough studio, people will move. I mean, Gabby moved to Florida her senior year of high school to cheer. Like, it's the thing now, I guess.
It's the people thing, yeah. It. It's, like, normal.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, on the flip side of that, what advice would you have for your younger self, looking back, if you could? Any age, you pick. Whatever age you feel like needs the most advice, what would you tell your younger self?
My one-year-old self, relax, chill out. My younger self, I'll probably go back to 18, and I would tell myself, okay, I don't want to get, like, weird and stuff. I'm religious.
It's not weird. She's like, I don't want to get weird, but.
But Jesus. No, I grew up Catholic. And this, like, took a really weird turn, but I grew up Catholic, and I ended up turning over to, like, Christianity. Very similar, but a little bit different, like, church methods and stuff like that. And I really, like, started understanding, like, my faith and stuff like that. But that wasn't until after I was 18. So when I was 18, I graduated high school, obviously, and I knew college wasn't for me. Even my parents were like, it's okay, you can, like, take a year off. Like, it's not for everybody. I just wasn't the sit in the classroom type. And I had a job, but, like, I didn't make money, and I wanted to dance. And I was like, dance, I can't be, like, traveling. It's too expensive. I wasn't booking jobs at the time. And I was just like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I was just, like, panicking. And I wanted to go to LA, and I'm like, how am I going to get this money? Like, how could I ever do this? How is it possible? I was literally making cake pops and trying to sell them. And I was like, me and my mom started, like, a house cleaning business, and we're like, what are we doing? Like, just, like, anything to, like, make money. And I was like, I was literally like, how do people do it? How? And I had no idea. And I would have mental breakdowns, and I started slowly booking jobs, but, like, something, it wasn't like, it was nice at the time, but it wasn't a lot of money. I was like, oh, this is, like, the dance world, like, it's not a lot of money. Like, when you book a job, you could dance for Justin Bieber and still make, like, nothing. It's, like, crazy. So I was, like, getting upset. I was like, do I have to pick something else? Like, do I, and I don't know what this is, exact, this is what I'm setting my mind to. I have no idea what I want to do. I was like, do I just nanny? I've tried nannying, all these things. So I hit rock bottom young. I was having mental breakdowns, my anxiety, it was getting worse. And I would tell my younger self that God does have a plan, clearly, because the whole trip to LA, walking through a studio, getting offered a job, like, I'm just like, he has a plan. You have to work with him. You can't just, like, sit back and be like, all right, show me the money. Like, you have to, like, work with him a little bit. But I would tell myself to just, I even tell myself, my younger self yesterday, like, God has a plan, relax. Everything that's going on in the world, he has a plan, it's going to work out. And I keep reminding myself, I look back at where I came from, and I'm like, wow, look where I am. So if I ever get upset, or if I'm feeling like what I'm doing is not enough, I think about that all the time. And I'm still working on that.
It's hard. I mean, there are so many, like, as cliche as it sounds, it's like, you're living the life that you wanted 2 years ago. And then even in that moment, it's like, well, I want to do more. I want to do better.
Right.
It's tough. It's hard.
It's tough, especially nowadays with social media and you're comparing to everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Like, I don't think I'm bad at dance, but now seeing everybody on social media, I'm like, wow, I'm very average. Like, that's no, it's so not. Like, it's very, like I said, it's toxic. It's fun. It's worth it, but it's very toxic. And I have to get out of that mindset. And, like, everybody's timing is different. I think that's the other thing.
Absolutely.
Because I compare myself, I bet you guys do the same thing. I compare myself to younger people that are much better and book bigger jobs than me. And I'm like, when's my time? Like, I feel like I'm getting old. I can't be doing this anymore. But there's 16-year-olds booking my dream job. I'm like, what is it? Like, do I not have the look? Do I not have the talent? Like, it's just, like, it's crazy comparing yourself. And I do it all the time.
And that's the big thing is, like, what is it? Because there's so many times where I'm sit there and I'm like, what am I doing wrong? And it's really just like, I almost feel like it's sometimes it's just right place, right time, just the world at the time. Like, it's just, it's,
I agree. Everybody's timing is different. Everybody's. You cannot compare yourself. I tell people all the time, stop comparing yourself, but I do it. It's, you do it. It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. You can pick up your phone and see anybody in the world you want and all of their successes right in your face. And nobody's going to post, you know, oh, by the way, I didn't get this job today. Yippee. Like,
right, right.
Nobody's posting that stuff.
But the sides of that are coming out on TikTok, and I think that's why everyone is so much more comfortable with that platform. And it is less, like, you go on Instagram and everyone is sunshine and rainbows. Oh, I did this today. I bought a house today. I got married today. Like,
right,
TikTok,
yeah.
It's like everyone's crying doing the renegade. Like,
yes.
Just went through a breakup.
Like. Oh my gosh, you're so right. Maybe that, I just relate to it more.
Yeah.
It just feels like so just much, more raw, like, more comfortable. Like,
yeah.
And nobody, you're right, nobody's perfect. Everybody's, like, in hoodies and, like, no makeup, and they're chilling, like, and people support each other. Huh.
Yeah.
I'm deleting my Instagram.
She's like, I am just going to go on TikTok 24/7.
I'm going to quit.
Classify as a TikToker and only a TikToker.
Yeah. Okay. It's time. I'm transitioning.
Okay, we're gonna go into some fun random questions now. These are all over the place, but these are honestly my favorite kind of questions because they spark so many interesting conversations.
Right.
So, first one, if somebody made a movie about your life, who would you want to play you in the movie? Which actress would you want to be Mariah?
Oh my gosh, I would say, I wish I could say Jennifer Aniston, but she just makes no sense to be me. But I just love her. I love her. Uh-huh. What is her name? I'm so bad with celebrity names. Have you seen Abduction with Taylor Lautner?
Yes.
The
one
that's
in Pittsburgh.
Yes. Who's the girl? She has, like, the perfect eyebrows. She's gorgeous. Oh, I love her as an actress.
Lily Collins?
No, yes, Lily Collins.
Oh,
I love
her. I
can
see that.
I like her.
Yes, I approve of that answer.
Good answer.
Thank you.
All right,
Gabby's
next question.
Go-to is always, oh, were you going to share yours?
Mine's always Blake Lively. Always my go-to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Okay.
There's one right answer to this. And I honestly think that you're going to say this answer, but there is
cheese.
One. I would accept that.
Okay. All right. No. You know what? Fettuccine Alfredo.
I was gonna say
pasta
of any sort.
Right.
Yeah. Any pasta for me is
like, yeah, any pasta.
You can do so much variety with it.
You're right.
Have it for every meal.
I don't get sick of it. I would be 4,000 pounds, but
I don't understand. I'm not sick. I am not sick of it. I can literally have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't get it.
Same.
And I pretty much do.
I do. Yeah. We're like this big. Oh my God, I just keep eating pasta. I don't know. I don't know where it goes.
Literally.
Okay, if you could have a second home, like a vacation home, anywhere in the world, where would you want it to be?
Oh, I love this question. I would say sometimes I think Jersey, because when you're on the water and then, like, your house, like you have, like, a pool and then you're looking out on the water at the same time, like, I feel like that's good, but it does get cold there. So I feel like I would have to say Florida, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of my family, they live in Jersey, so they'll live 6 months in Jersey and 6 months in Florida, so that it's always, like,
that's what my grandparents
nice.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where would be your dream vacation outside of the country?
Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I haven't been. I haven't been to
oh
Europe
my
at
gosh.
All.
We did
we just
a road
went.
Trip.
Did you
last summer? Mm-hmm. And we got a rental car and we just drove all the way down the coast of Italy. Well, we didn't go all the way down. We went probably like mid-south. I'm telling you, our flights
best
were so cheap.
Days
we
ever.
Out of nowhere just booked a 10-day trip. We got a rental car. We just found Airbnbs and we just drove. And it was...
Your whole family or just you guys?
Us and Gabby's boyfriend at the time and my current boyfriend, the four of us. It was incredible.
The best
oh my God,
time
I got
ever.
Chills. That's so fun.
Oh my God. It was
you have
so
to go.
Fun.
Oh,
you
I need to go.
It.
oh my gosh, I want to take, my parents want to go too, obviously, so we want to do a family trip. We want to, if everything's open, I don't know what's going to happen. Their 30th anniversary is next year, and we want to, like, try to do that, hopefully. It'd be so fun. Oh my gosh.
The only downside of it is when you come home, the food is just not the same. I've tried everywhere.
Pizza's, like, totally different there.
Yes, I didn't feel disgusting. I ate a whole pie myself, and I felt great. Like, I don't get how they do it. It's magic down there, but it was, oh my gosh, so good.
It must be the water. What's in the water?
Something. Hmm. But I always say, even after going, my dream vacation is to go back. I would go there in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh my gosh, that makes me more excited. Cool. It's amazing. And that was just last summer?
Yeah, it was 2019.
2019, I think. Wow. Summer 2019.
I'm so happy for you guys.
It was amazing. I'm so glad we did. I know. And then we were like, okay, let's plan another trip. And then, well, never mind.
Never mind. Put that on hold.
Okay, next question. You're in jail for 1 year. Who do you want as your cellmate? Besides Heath. It has to be someone like, outside of that.
My sister.
Okay.
Hell yeah. I don't know what she did to get in there, but...
I don't think
Gabby would not like me.
No. We would kill each other. We would not both make it out alive at all. In a little cell, just us.
You know what? It might get to that point.
I think it would get dangerous.
I think it would. You're right. I would ask
you for a favor, and you would ignore me, and that would be it. That would be the end of it.
Can they be alive or dead? I mean, can they be?
Yes, it can be anybody. They can be alive.
Can they be living?
Yeah, they could be somebody. Who's
Frank Sinatra,
not
and I would make him sing to me every day.
Oh my god! Oh, I would pick Sam Smith.
Really? Sam? Did you say Sam Smith?
Oh my god, Sam Smith. Yeah, and just have him sing to me. I would. Yeah, that's so.
No, he's amazing, but I didn't expect you to say that.
She says Frank Sinatra, so much class, so much integrity. And Gabby's like Sam Smith.
Sam Smith. Megan Thee Stallion. Sing to me, Megan.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. By day three, you'd be like, shut it, Megan.
No, Paolo from the Lizzie McGuire movie. What, was it the Lizzie McGuire movie?
Yes. Yeah.
Sing to me, Paolo.
I watched that movie literally right before we went to Italy because I was so excited. Nothing like that.
Oh, but really? Amazing. No. Nothing like that. Oh no.
Gabby's like, I'm gonna be discovered as a pop star lookalike and without my dream.
Didn't happen.
Instead, you were just stuck with a bunch of drunk people singing karaoke Florence at 2 a.m.
Oh my god, the karaoke bars
kind of fun.
They best live for karaoke ever. In Italy.
Oh really?
Every town we went to had a karaoke bar and it was packed until 3-4 a.m. and they sing only American songs so you can understand everything. That is something that shocked me about Italy for sure.
Wow. My god, I want to go. I feel like you can't even go to Italy right now if you tried.
I don't think
so. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, if you could perform as a dancer on stage for anybody, who would you want to perform with?
You can't hear that, can you? Somebody's peeing with the door open. Oh, okay. Just one answer?
No, you can, top three.
Justin Bieber.
Just one answer says one right away and has no other answers.
Oh my god, I can't just pick one. Justin Bieber. Wait, I actually auditioned for JoJo Siwa, like backup dancing.
No way. And I love that.
Come here. Come here.
Take a hand.
Speak clearly.
Hello.
Hi. We all heard you pee. Welcome to the podcast.
How's it going?
Like, who the, I was like, can you hear that? Because the door was open.
I'm walking by here. Justin Bieber. I'm like, what the hell are you talking to? Hey guys,
welcome
how's it
to
going?
The podcast. Who would you want to perform with on stage as a backup dancer, Heath?
Ooh, me dancing for somebody?
He's like, Shania Twain.
Oh my god, all day Shania Twain.
The line dancing across the stage.
Brooks and Dunn, I'd be doing the boot scoot and boogie right behind him.
All right, that's enough of you.
All right, sorry.
Bye.
I'm not cool.
Bye. All
right, you girlies have fun.
Girlies. Justin Bieber's a good answer, right? No, I was saying that I auditioned to be JoJo Siwa's backup dancer, and I made it pretty far, but then they told us, like, 6 months of your life, like, she's your boss, no social media, no this, no that. And I was like, oh, well, I do social media. I can't, like, not have social media. So it was a lot to ask, and I was just like, I kind of just, like, left the audition, but I would like to do it because I'm so interested. I heard it's really fun. I would love to do her. And I feel like
being, like, super strict with that. Like, could you imagine? I don't
think it's
her.
I think it's Nickelodeon.
Oh.
Yeah, because Nickelodeon is her, and they run the shows and stuff like that. So I feel like it's everything has to be super clean, super, like, precise. I don't know. I feel like it'd be a fun experience, but I feel like also it used to be Beyonce. I used to, like, want to see or do Beyonce. But I think that's it.
Okay. When I was younger, all I wanted to do was be in a Missy Elliott music video.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, of course. Allison Stoner.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
The dream.
Literally that.
I wanted to be her so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to be her and Zendaya.
Yes.
God, queens.
Like, why was I not on Disney Channel?
Right. Where did my parents go? I bet wrong. You guys auditioned for Shake It Up. I bet you made a video.
Didn't we do, like, honestly, an iCarly theme song video, music video once to try to win a contest?
Yeah, probably, but it didn't go anywhere. Obviously. So it wasn't very good. It obviously wasn't very good.
I never knew how those people got picked.
Oh, I think it's rigged.
It's
they
rigged.
Used to have, like, those stupid, like, talent scouts at our mall, and I'm like, Erie, Pennsylvania, nobody is scouting me for Disney Channel.
Right,
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Right.
I'm like, you just want my money. It also didn't help that when we started YouTube, our channel was because we didn't want anybody to find it. So to be
you
famous
can't
at
put
that,
that out there, we still have videos.
I'll
up.
Bleep it out in the edit, okay?
Oh my God, guess what I'm doing tonight?
They're like the stop motion videos where you take a picture for every single word and you put it together.
Do you
in the
remember
video?
The Justin Bieber contest for One Time?
Yes.
One time. I'ma tell you one time. That was it.
Oh, the days.
That was the peak of technology.
And now there's like 12-year-olds on TikTok that look my age dancing so, and I'm like, why aren't you awkward? Why
where are
you
your braces
that?
And your glasses?
It's not
pisses
fair.
Me off.
You need to be humbled a little bit. You need to go through it.
Stop so you getting your eyebrows done. Wait till you're 16 to get your eyebrows done.
Tweeze them gone. I don't want to see anything until
yeah.
you're old.
I want to see 3 strands and then you got to grow them out for the next 5 years.
Oh. All right, next question.
Time.
Comparing ourselves. Hey guys, don't compare yourselves.
Is
it really
13-year-olds?
Love that for us.
Okay, what is your go-to car or shower singing song at the moment?
I would say it's not Driver's License. That's for sure.
I was just
going
to say, is that what you're going to say?
I did catch my, that's the only thing stuck in my head right now because I was humming it. I feel like Dan and Shay, Speechless.
I love great that song.
Ugh, Dan and Shay are underrated.
I saw absolutely. Them in concert last summer? No, summer before that, obviously. It, yeah, they
just living
to,
my
they
dream.
Darien Lake in Buffalo. I mean, we got like lawn seats, but they were so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh. Oh my gosh, you were living my dream. I would love to see them. Such an interesting duo. Like, I can't believe they're just a guy duo.
I know. That never happens.
Ever.
All right. Okay. Well, going off of that, who's your all-time favorite artist in general?
It's so hard. I like don't when people ask me favorites, I like don't have I don't have a favorite show, favorite art, favorite color, nothing. But I would say literally Frank Sinatra. No, I like Frank Sinatra. I like Dan and Shay. I like Louis Capaldi. I like Earth, Wind and Fire. Like I'm very like either 70s and 80s or like 2000s and that's it. I don't know new artists at all.
Me either. The only songs I know lately is TikTok songs.
I was just gonna say, if it wasn't for TikTok, I would literally have no idea.
Right, exactly. I'm very stuck in like 2004 and below.
What is a show that you fell in love with over quarantine? Is there anything that you binge that you're like, wow, I stand the show. I want everybody in my life to watch it.
Was it during quarantine? I don't know if it was during quarantine, but Psych.
Okay.
Have you heard of Psych?
I have heard of it. I have not watched it. I've seen like an episode here and there, but I haven't watched the show from start to finish.
Okay. Listen up. but now that I'm like hearing your sense of humor, I'm like, okay, they're going to really, really like Psych. So okay. Psych is, it's on Amazon Prime. Perfect. It's about this guy. It's actually an older show. It's not a new show. Heath got me into it because he used to watch it as a kid. But it's about this guy and his dad's a cop. So growing up as a kid, they show flashbacks of him as a kid. He used to train him to like have like a really good memory and like be cautious of everything around him. So they'd be sitting at a restaurant, for example, and he'd be like, close your eyes. So the kid would have to close his eyes and he'd be like, how many hats are in the room? Or like, what's the waitress's name? And he would quiz him everywhere he was. So now he grew up, he has this like photographic memory and like a crazy like observation, like whatever. And one time there was a crime and he ended up solving it for the police station just because he just like can catch things and he's really good at it. He lied to them and told them he's a psychic. They believed him. They gave him a job. So now he's like putting on this front that he is a psychic. He has his own business and he has to keep like solving these crimes, pretending he's a psychic, but he's actually very good at paying attention. It's funny and it's crime. So it's like my two favorite things. It's perfect. Yeah. It's the perfect mix. Okay. So it's actually like solving mysteries. And it's cool because every episode's a different solved mystery. There's no like cliffhangers or anything. Yeah, love it. It's so good. It's so funny and it's so interesting and it's like addicting.
Perfect. How many seasons are there?
I think there's probably like 8. Yeah, okay. There's a lot.
Because they just took The Office off Netflix, so now I have nothing to watch.
I don't want to talk. So I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm about to pay $5 a month for Peacock and just have another freaking app that I have to watch a show on.
Another app. That's the problem. Well, it's another app.
I
looked
at buying the series. It's like $500. I'm like, I cannot justify spending that
on a TV
show.
Should we split it? Like,
let's just.
Okay, you can have season one. I'll have season two.
We'll switch. And I'll then watch we'll it backwards and you watch it forwards.
I've watched it backwards before.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I have never done that. We've just watched it forward.
Is that a normal thing?
3,000
times. No, it's not. Absolutely. Is that normal? No, it's not. It's definitely not.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Last question. If you could own any exotic animal as a pet, assuming you could, like you had the means to give it a great home, what would it be?
Monkey.
Do you have a kind of monkey or just any monkey?
Like the ones on TikTok that open up their own gifts and like...
Yeah, like the humans. I mean, they're all like human. Like the little... What are they? Like chimpanzees or something? Okay. I would definitely have one of those just because they're so... Oh my God, I love monkeys. They're so funny. The way they react to magic tricks. Are you kidding me? I don't know magic, but I'm just like... They're so...
You have a pass in magic.
I do have a pass. I was like the girl that was cut in half.
So you know how does secrets.
That work? You have to be, you do have to be small. Like you guys would literally be perfect for it. You should try it.
Plan B.
Right. If TikTok like slows down a little bit, we know where to head to. Basically like any, so I didn't just do that one. I did ones where like I disappeared and reappeared and like think like a lot of illusions. Basically every device, every like illusion, like a box or whatever has little pockets that you fit in. So like when the sword goes through, I literally have to like, hold on. I'm going to show you right here. Okay. So this is my box, right? And I sit and I'm like, wave to the audience. And then I go into the box like this. And then I hear his speech. And I wait for certain cues. When he says like a certain word, I don't know what it was, then I have to curl up like this and try not to move because then the box is going to move. I curl up like this and then he puts the first knife in here and then I put my legs like around it and I go like this and then he puts the second one. But it's like every, oh my God, I'm like falling out. Every illusion is just fitting into the smallest spaces. Like it's very uncomfortable and you have to be really, really fast, but you have to be tiny to fit. There was like another one where like it was another box. Oh my God, hold on. This is gonna make no sense, but it's really funny that I can recreate it. I sat in like a box like this. I don't normally put my shoes on the couch, but you sit like this and there's no bottom to it, so I have to, like, use my abs to keep my feet up to show the audience that I'm, like, sitting on, like, a box, but I'm not really. And then there's two pockets that my legs can fit in. So when he closes a door like this, I drop my feet down, and I stick my arm through this hole so they only see my hand, so it looks like I'm, like, still in there. And then I take this flap behind me, and I, like, scrunch under it so that there's, like, a flap here and a flap to cover my legs. And then these spikes drop down. But if my arms, like, moved a little bit, a spike will hit me. Like, they're real spikes. That's, like, the thing.
Okay, that was my next question. So it's actually, like, very dangerous.
It's very dangerous, yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure I sprained my ankle. I, like, couldn't walk for a while. I've sprained my ankle and I slit my finger. That was, like, the worst. This was all in Virginia. And I've never gotten injured from dance before. And, like, being this, I was like, you guys are freaking kidding me. I could show you guys pictures. Like, it was crazy. And then, like, fire was, like, coming down. So as soon as he was spinning the box, he started spinning it. I have to come out of the flap, grab, like, the towel to put the fire out, and then I have to come out of the box.
Wow. It is manic. It's so – and this was just for Virginia Beach. Like, it was, like, on the beach.
So, question. Would you ever do it again? Oh, my gosh.
Probably not.
It's a nice one-time experience. I just did. What do you mean?
I just did. I'm freaking breaking a sweat over here. What do you mean, do it again? Of course. I really don't think so. I think I would have do it again. I would have. I think I would do it again if it was only for like a week, but it was for 2 months straight and we were doing like three shows a day. So I was like,
oh my God.
And I got paid like crap, but it was really fun and I made like a lot of friends and it was a really, really fun experience, but it's a lot. It's definitely like a lot of work.
I bet.
You're like, oh, so you're lazy.
No.
It's really hard. Myself,
like, I cannot believe that there is that much into it. Here I am like, oh, they just have to be cute and wave their hands. And
that's what I thought going into it. And I didn't learn the illusions until I got to Virginia because all the equipment was there. So like before, and I lived here. This was only, this was 3 years ago, 4 years ago now. Yeah, it was like 4 years ago. So, like, I flew to Virginia. The show was in, like, 2 days. I had to learn all my illusions, all my choreography, because I was also dancing. But there was also things where I had to be, like, handcuffed, and then I had to, like, unhandcuff myself. Like, I was, like, in the illusion. I was just, like, I was so confused. I didn't know that's what I signed up for. I thought I was, like, a dancer.
So if I'm ever trapped in a situation, an escape room or something, you're the first person I'm calling because you
clearly know. Oh, I love escape. We should do an escape room.
Okay.
Let's over Zoom.
Yeah, over Zoom, or I guess we're all going to Florida because that's the only place they're open.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Let's do a Florida show. I literally was just there.
Okay.
We
will need to, though, the next time you guys are down there, let us know because the area, well, I don't know. You said Heath's family's moving. I know that the area that they grew up in is like where we went every year. Like my family lives like so close to that area.
Oh, really? Wait, where do they live?
So my aunt used to live in Tamarack, which is like right outside of Coral Springs type area. So we used to go to the Sawgrass Mall every year. Like,
oh my God, he took me to Sawgrass. It's such a small world.
I love Sawgrass.
Oh, that's
Sawgrass
so
Mall.
Weird. He was like, I was like, I have to go to Sawgrass because you guys talk about Sawgrass all the time. So I like saw the hype or whatever.
All right. Well, catch us in an escape room once we can. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Yes, I had so
thank
much fun.
You. Thank you. Oh my God, this was so fun. Right. I hope this is still
good. Why don't you shout yourself out? I mean, I'm sure everybody already knows where to find you, but go ahead, give us all of your socials and things like
that. People are going
to
be like, we didn't ask for her. What is this? my everything is just Mariah Amato. Mariah Amato.
All right, go check her out. I'm sure everybody in the world already follows you, but you know what? All right, so thank you again. We are so excited to have you, and we will see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you, guys.